Director Ivan Reitman doesn't make very many movies, but when he does, they're usually comedies with one-word titles that become hits, like Stripes, Ghostbusters, Twins, and Meatballs. His latest picture could follow suit. Film critic Stephen Schiff had a look at Dave.
Dave is a movie about an imposter, and there's been a lot of that going around, what with King Ralph and Summersby and Sister Act and Splitting Heirs. In some ways, the formula always works. It's always fun to see the fish out of water flopping madly. But imposter movies can also be a kind of wish fulfillment fantasy. If only things didn't have to be business as usual. If only a simple outsider like you or me could sneak in there and make everything work. That was certainly the mood that buttressed Ross Perot's and even Bill Clinton's campaigns for president last year. So Dave benefits a lot from sheer timing. It presents a bland, technocratic president, Bill Mitchell, who's played by Kevin Kline, with more than a little reference to George Bush's gangling walk and twisty frown. Meanwhile, Kline also plays Dave, a sweet schlub who runs a temp agency and happens to look exactly like the president. This trait is not lost on the Secret Service, who discover Dave and hire him to impersonate the president on an evening when the great man wants to sneak away to enjoy the attentions of his comely office assistant. Trouble is, those attentions turn out to be too strenuous, and President Mitchell has a massively debilitating stroke in her arms. Which is when the scowling chief of staff, Bob Alexander, played by Frank Langella, springs into action. He arranges for Dave to take over the Oval Office, while he, Alexander, twiddles the strings. Dave makes a nice president, visiting centers for homeless children, smiling cheerily, performing magic tricks. Meanwhile, Alexander is secretly vetoing bills funding those centers for homeless children. The First Lady, played by Sigourney Weaver, naturally thinks the president is behind those vetoes. And besides, she hasn't been on friendly terms with him for years.
You know, if you want to be the same old selfish bastard, go ahead, I've gotten used to that. But don't put on this man of the people routine and then do something like this.
I don't understand.
You know very well that was not a works bill that you vetoed. That would have given those children homes. When I think of that spectacle you put on with the little boy and the magic trick.
Wait a minute, what's wrong with the magic trick?
It was some magic. You made their funding disappear.
Up to this point, the movie has been mild and familiar and fun. Kline's two performances are distinct and carefully drawn, and if there's nothing terribly convincing about the White House atmosphere, there are enough cameos from real-life politicians and media titans to make things jolly. But then the movie goes off the rails. Dave decides to use his position to do those good, common-sense things that we all would do if we were president, like help the homeless and give people jobs, and it's as though no one ever thought of doing this stuff before. When the pace slows to a poke and the jokes stop coming and the First Lady, who's on to Dave now, falls in love with him, you realize that this movie is a lost cause. What could have been a sharp send-up of how power corrupts becomes the feeblest of political daydreams. Bill Clinton saw it the other night and said he enjoyed it immensely. I'll bet he did. Watching Dave's jobs bill sail through Congress must have been for him a wish-fulfillment fantasy of the highest order.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.